How much information should a client expect in a good psychic reading? How much is too much or not enough? I'm Corby Mitlight, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that Psychic Yellow Brick Road, where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. Can a reading be too vague or too specific? You know, we readers always try to hit the sweet spot for our clients. Enough information to move ahead with, but not so much that they think they can't get out of bed without specific instructions from their friendly local psychic. I got two questions recently that worked both sides of the Yellow Brick Road. The first one was from Gail. She asked, when a reader states that they'll deliver detailed answers, what does that mean? I asked several questions recently and paid for a detailed reading, and each answer was about 5 to 10 short sentences in length. I guess I expected a bit more. The answers were so vague in general. For example, when I asked which past life is affecting me the most in this life, she said, I feel that in your last life, you did not complete what you wanted to. In this life, you are still working on this. In your opinion, is this detailed? I understand that the answers to life aren't usually handed out, that we need to discover things for ourselves. But if a reading offers nothing that's helpful, is there a better way to phrase questions or seek qualified psychics? Secondly, I had a dream last night that could have been a past life experience, and it was traumatic. The dream could answer a lot of questions I have about myself and why I fear intimacy. Is it possible for a reader to home in on a specific past life, sort of a way to validate that my dream really was a past life experience? Okay, there are several questions to unpack here. First, what constitutes a detailed reading? Second, how do you make sure you're getting a good one? And third, can a psychic help you understand a dream and tell you if it's a past life? All right, let's go right to the past life situation since that seems to be the most pressing for Gail. A past life, even if only described in a few sentences, should give a client a definite feel for character or personality, a time period, maybe a country, and a little bit about why this is important to recall during this incarnation. Here are some examples. The constant conflict with your sister in this lifetime stems from a life when the two of you were brothers and she stole your inheritance during the Franco-Prussian War. This soul has come in as your best friend in many lives past, but chose to incarnate as your father this time to give you extra support. He has ongoing karma with your mother, stemming from a life with her in 17th century Tibet. You have died or been killed several times because you chose to have children out of wedlock, including during the most recent previous life in Chicago during the 1940s. That's why this time you chose to focus on a life without children of any kind. You see, when you as a client sit with me and ask for a session about past lives, I'll often give you a whole scenario. But past lives are my specialty, and I'm not sure that my level of detail is a common thing. Can a psychic pick up on a dream and identify it as a past life? It's happened. In fact, one of my favorite client stories is about a past life reading I did that described a life during the Civil War. In that life, my client had been heavily involved in the Underground Railroad. The scene I unfolded for her during trance was the same dream she'd been having for years, right down to what the building looked like and the dress she was wearing at the time. And she hadn't said a word about it to me before the reading. Does this happen all the time? I wish it did, but it happens for me often enough that I know it's truly possible and not just an occasional fluke. Meanwhile, if you have a specific past life you're interested in, try giving the psychic just a couple of relevant details, something like, I keep seeing myself in France, or I'm running away from two highwaymen. and see if what they have to tell you matches up, or at least correlates well with the information you've been given through Dreamtime. As for the detail situation, I can only say that I'm all about giving details because my client is the one who needs to make decisions about her life, not me. So I wouldn't count this reading, if that's all it was, as detail. To be fair, though, part of the problem may have been that it was a written reading. Frankly, if you're not actually with me in the reading, I prefer recording the session to send you. Because when I speak, information flows better and you get more of it because it doesn't have to process from the brain to the hand to the keyboard to the computer page. Now, let's look at the too specific situation. George wrote to me and said, I had a reading a few weeks ago. The psychic was incredibly specific. She told me the woman I was going to marry was a Gemini with light hair and dark eyes. Her name started with an L. She is not in the country, but she will be by June when I meet her. Her family comes from a law background. She likes to travel and write, that I shouldn't rush things, and there will be someone jealous of the relationship. I've talked to some people that know a lot on the subject, and they've said that was way too specific and she was just trying to give me false hope when I needed it. Now I have doubts. Could she be this accurate? George, I couldn't really say whether or not the reader here was too specific for you. I wasn't there, and I make it a point not to diss other psychics. Frankly, however, I shy away from those kinds of predictions. Let me explain why. The woman may come into the client's life exactly as foretold, but there may be another woman, just as suitable, just as right for George, who would lead him on another equally valid life path. But now that he's focused on Miss L by the psychic's prediction, he'd probably ignore the second possibility, thus short-circuiting his choice and free will. My belief is that psychics can be mentors, but we must never be gurus. And while there have been true avatars on Earth, think Paramahansa Yogananda, for instance, a psychic won't be one of them. What's the difference? I explain it to clients this way. A mentor is likely someone who pushes your learning envelope a bit further than you think you can go. They push you out of the comfort nest a bit before you think you're ready and encourage you to fly on your own. And they will cheer you on as you become as good or better in the same field. In other words, they believe in your ability to govern your own life and have a high level of skill. A false guru, on the other hand, often has all or nothing rules to follow and urges you to believe that they and they alone have all your answers. Sooner or later, their followers find out they're nothing but ordinary folks with feet of clay and they're rapidly toppled from their pedestals. We can help you choose by showing you options, but nothing's written in stone. Even the order in which you do your errands can shape a future. For instance, if you go to the grocery store before the pharmacy, you could be hit by a truck. Reverse the order of the errands, the truck and you are nowhere near each other, and you live. Yeah, I have testimonials that tell me how accurate I am that things happened in the order in which I talked about them during a reading. I'm pleased to hear that, but I deliberately don't focus on my percentage of accuracy because then I'm concentrating on me, my ego, and my statistics. And my work is not about my ego at all. I am not important. What's important is you as my client. All I ever do is ask that God or spirit or source and your guides give me the information that you need so I can lay it out for you. As a result, I'm good at telling you about life's pathways, twists, and turns, but I don't name every rock, tree, and gas station you'll pass on your journey. All that said, there are some people who make a practice out of predicting this way, and they can be accurate, but I wouldn't choose to allow a perfect stranger to blueprint my life that way. So, what do I want you to take from the road trip today? Simply that there are lots of good intuitives out there. Just choose wisely. Always do research on them ahead of time. Ask for references, and again, remember, none of us will be 100% accurate. So that when you get the information, you can think about it and decide. Is it too vague and not useful? Too detailed and ignoring your free will? Or exactly what you need to move forward with confidence and a sense of adventure? That last, as the Three Bears would tell you, is just right. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, CorbyMitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel of the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlai. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.